Today's shir in Simen Kuf Lamed Aleph, we are up to Sif Beis, which is atop of page Yud Beis, immediately following page 22. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Nefilas Apayim Miyushov Velo Mu'umud Tachanun. Nefilas Apayim should be said sitting down and should not be said standing up. Says the Rama, Yesh Omrim De'ein Nefilas Apayim Ela B'Makom Shiyesh Aron V'Sefer Torah B'Socho. That some say that Nefilas Apayim only takes place in a place where there is an Aron Kodesh with a Sefer Torah inside of it. But if there is no Aron with a Sefer Torah inside of it, then you will say the Tefillah, but you will not say it with your head down without Kisui Panim. And that is the Minug. A courtyard of a shul that is opened up to the shul. O b'shosh atzibur mispalin. Or if you are not in shul, but you are davening at the same time that the tzibur is davening, oz afilu yochid bebeso omer tchina b'nefilas apayim. Then even an individual in his house could say tachanu with nefilas apayim because he's davening at the same time as the tzibur, or he's in the chatzar beis haknesses that's opened up into the beis haknesses, and we'll see more details about all these halachos in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's begin the Mishnah Berurah with Sifkaton Yud. We said Nefilas Apayim is Miyusha Velo Mu'umud. Kasav Beis Yosef Shatam Hu Aderach HaKabbalah. The Beis Yosef says the reason why we say Tachron sitting down is Aderach HaKabbalah. Uvar Rivash Kasav She'enk Peda. The Rivash says there's absolutely no Peda to say Tachron sitting down. Kasva Achron and the Achronim write B'Shas Atchak in a pressing situation. Nucha Lismoch Al HaRivash. We can rely on the Rivash and we can say Tachron standing up. V'Alkein, and therefore, he's going to give us a couple of examples why it's a shas, when it's a shas adchak, where you have to say tachanun standing. The alkein, therefore, imsiem tfiloso. If you finish your Shmona Esrei, v'tzarech lamod al koponim kedei hiloch thalramos. And as we learned, when you take your three steps back, at the very least, you have to wait as long as the time it takes to walk four amos. So you're waiting the time it takes to walk four amos. V'kodem shir zeh hischel hatziwer lomar tachanun. And before that time is up, the tziwer starts saying tachanun. Then yamod shom b'mekomo v'yipo alponav mu'umarim hatziwer. Then you should stand in your place and you should say tachanun standing with the tziwer. Now I see from here an interesting thing also is that there's obviously an idea that start tachanun exactly with the tzibur, because how long does it take to walk four amos? A couple of seconds. So you took your steps back and you have to wait there 2 seconds and they start saying tachanun. So you can't even wait the extra second to be able to walk forward, to sit down. We say tachanun standing. So you see, clearly there's an inyan to start right away with the tzibur without wasting any time. But if you look at note 13, he points out that which the Mishnah Berurah just said, that you should stand in your place and say tachanun standing with the tzibur, Ruchan Kineski explains shemistaber she'ein kavanas ha-mishabura lomar shelo yeshe b'makom shepasa. The mishabur does not mean to say that you shouldn't sit down in the place where you took your 3 steps back. Ela sha'af im ein be'efsharuso la'shevesham. Just if there is no option of sitting there, then lo yachzur l'makomo, you shouldn't go back to your original place, you shouldn't take your 3 steps up. Ela yomar nefilas apayim b'mita, then you should stand. So clearly from Ruchan Kineski, it's clear that if you took a 3 steps back and they started saying tachanun before you're allowed to move back up, you could sit down in that place. There's an Indian not to take the steps back up too fast. Like we learned, it's not respectful. It's like a dog going back to his kia. It's not appropriate. But over here, if you could sit down in the place where you took a 3 steps back, that would be okay. But what the Mishnah Berurah means, according to Ruchan Kineski, is that if there's nowhere to sit in the 3 steps back, and it's too early to take a 3 steps up, then you could say the tachanun standing. That's example number one the Mishnah Berurah gives of a shas adchak, where one would say tachanun standing. Number two, he writes in the Mishnah Berurah, v'cheinim acher omeid negdo u'mispalo shmona esrei. So too, if there's a person across from you, behind you, that is saying shmona esrei, v'osir l'yesh omrim leishev negdo afilu kimlo einov. And we learned there was one opinion that says that even if you're davening, you can't sit down if you're anywhere in his eyes' reach, if you are directly in front of him. So therefore, there's a person that's davening, 10 feet behind you. You can't sit down directly in front of him, even if it's 10 feet away. And for some reason, you can't move to the sides. Maybe there are other people davening there that you can't go to the sides. So you can't sit, you can't move to the sides. In that case also, you will say tachanun while you are standing. You'll lean on your arm while you are standing. V'chein kol kiagavna, and so too any other example that one can come up with. If it's a shas adchak and he can't sit down, he would say tachanun standing. Then the Mishabura goes, and that which the Ramah told us, that there is an opinion that says that one should not say do Nefilas Apayim except in a place where there is an Aron and a Sefer Torah inside of it. Says the Mishabura, Aron Lav Dafka, that we don't really care that there's an Aron. Elohu Adin Sefer Torah L'chudai. It's enough that there's a Sefer Torah there that you could do Nefilas Apayim when there is a Sefer Torah. V'tam ha'yesh omrim, the reason for this opinion of why you do not do nefilas apayim unless there is a sefer Torah, mishum d'matzinu bakra remesh in the nefila hi lifnei aron Hashem, because we see from a pasuk that there is a remes that the falling on your face is in front of the aron of Hashem, ukedeksiv b'mochemes ha'ai, like it's written by the mochama of ha'ai, v'yipol alpono lifnei aron Hashem, that Yoshua fell on his face in front of the aron of Hashem. V'im'ein sham sefer Torah rak shar svarim, but if there is no sefer Torah there, only other svarim, das el yiraba v'aderach ha'chaim delo yipol al ponav. They say if there's only regular svarim and there's no sefer Torah, one should not do nefilas apayim. Rak yomer ha'mizmor below nefilas apayim, but you would still say tachlon, you just would not do the nefilas apayim aspect. V'yesh chokim bazeh, and there are those who argue and say, even if there is no Sefer Torah, but there are other svarim there, that you can do nefilas apayim. Uv'makom sheyesh Sefer Torah l'kuyam afilu yochel bebeis ha'nofel al apov. In a place where there is a Sefer Torah, everyone agrees, even if it's an individual in his house, if there's a Sefer Torah in the house, he would do nefilas apayim. Now let's see a few interesting notes. First of all, the Mishabura started off and told us that the Aron is Lav Dafka, the main thing is the Sefer Torah, but it's interesting because the pasuk they bring is they bow down in front of the Aron of Hashem. But I guess you understand that to mean that the bowing down is really because the Torah was there, not so much of the Aron. But if you look at the notes, if we begin with note number 15, he writes, I'm going to start from the second paragraph of note 15, Ubumekomo Sherak Bebeiz Vehei, Mevien Es HaSefer Torah La'aron, in a place where only on Monday and Thursday they bring the Sefer Torah to the Aron, ubizman acher nimtza b'makom yoser shamor, but when it's not a laning day, they keep the Torah somewhere else where it's guarded better. The Shlomo Zalman Orbal says sheyesh lahakel lipol al paneim af shekaes ena Sefer Torah b'socho. So Shlomo Zalman says that you could be lenient and do the filas apayim even when the Sefer Torah is not there, because it is brought there for laning, just for protective reasons, it's kept somewhere else, that's considered a Sefer Torah there, and then just with the Aron, you could do Nefilas Apayim. V'chein mokom sh'ezminu lebeis ha'knesses, so to a place that they designated it to be a shul, v'adayin lo espiku lehachnis bo Sefer Torah, they just did not get a chance yet to bring the Sefer Torah into the place that's going to be the shul, v'shom zamen orba paskin sh'mistavir she'ein lehakpid v'tzrichim lomer tachanun, that one should not be makpid, even though the Sefer Torah is not there yet, it's going to be there, and therefore you would be able to say tachanun. That's point number one that we see in the notes. And then we see in note number 16, on that which we saw in the Mishabura, that the reason why there should be a Sefer Torah is because of the pasuk in Yoshua. So note 16, he writes, "Umitam zeh kosav agon Tukachinsky, sheminog Yerushalayim lipo nefilas apayim afilu b'mokom she'ein Sefer Torah." That based on this, the minhag in Yerushalayim is to do nefilas apayim even in a place where there is no Sefer Torah. Mishum shebi Yerushalayim kol mokom nikra lefnei Hashem. Since the pasuk is that they fell on their faces lefnei Aron Hashem, so Yerushalayim, where Hashem resides, much stronger, says always lefnei Hashem. V'chein kosav, Yerushalayim says English Moshe. Moshe writes the same thing, and he adds on, she'ein hanhagazun nechsheves shinui minhag. That is not considered a change of the minhag. V'chol olam shebalu Yerushalayim tzarech linokein. Even though where you come from, you don't say tachanun, you don't do nefilas apayim when there is no Sefer Torah there. However, when you come to Yerushalayim, that's how you should be knowing, and everyone should say tachanun with nefilas apayim, even when there is no Sefer Torah, because that's considered lifnei Hashem. U'mipnei sha'atam hu mishum kedushas Yerushalayim. And because the reason is because of the special kedusha in Yerushalayim, Rishon Mazamen Orba Paskins, sheyesh lino kein rak b'Yerushalayim shebein achomos hamukdoshos v'kedushas Yerushalayim. That this minhag should dafka be in the Yerushalayim where there are walls around it, where it has a special kedusha of Yerushalayim. V'lo b'mekomos achadoshim, not the outlying areas that we call Yerushalayim that are not included in the wall. Even though Shlom Zalman says that's the way you should be knowing, but l'maisa the minhag is shebechol Yerushalayim av shelo b'soch hachomos, that all over Yerushalayim, even not within the walls, nohagim shenofum al paneim afilu she'ein sefer Torah. The minhag is to do nefilas apayim even when there is no sefer Torah. Ulam b'tshuva hosef, but Shlom Zalman adds in the tshuva shamedatikim nohagim mechutz l'chomos la'omro below nefilas apayim. And those who are medaktik are nohag outside the walls to say tachlon, in fact, without nefilas apayim. So the minhag is to do it with nefilas apayim, even outside the walls, but one who wants to be medaktik should not do it outside the walls if there's no Sefer Torah there. The next point we said in the Mishnah Berurah was the machlokes of you have other svarim there and not a Sefer Torah, so we brought down from the Eliyarabah and Derech Chayim that you don't do Nefilas Apayim. And then we said the Yesh Cholkim Bazeh. So if you look at note number 17, it points out V'chein Nog HaStipler L'maisa. That's how the stipler is Nog L'maisa. Shenofel Alponov B'chedro Af Shelo Hayosham Sefer Torah. He would do Nefilas Apayim in his room where he learned, even though there was no Sefer Torah there. Kaven Shehoyu Sham Svarim. Since it was Svarim there, he held that was good enough. And so too holds Rav Nissen Karelitz. The host of Rav Nissen Karelitz adds on, Shezeh dafka b'mokom she'asvarim u'nochem bo b'ofen kavua. It has to be at the svarim there in a permanent fashion on the shelves, not that you just brought in a few svarim in order to do nefilas apayim, but if the svarim are there, like the stipler, he holds that would be okay. U'b'mokom she'mechanchem esakatanim u'nefilas apayim. If there is some kind of room that kids are davening in, and there are no svarim, and there's no sefer Torah, but you're training the children how to do the nefilas apayim, if Moshe says, sheyesh lahakel kedei azu, then you could be lenient. Actually, I'm sorry. Sheyesh lahakel kedei azu, you could be lenient like this opinion that if there are svarim there, then it's okay. So you would be able to train the children to do seitachon with the nefilas apayim if there are svarim there, even though there is no sefer Torah there. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sefkaton Yud Beis. We said in the Ramah that there are those who say that you don't do nefilas apayim in a place where there's no sefer Torah. But if there, in fact, is no Sefer Torah, you would not do Kisui Panim, but you would say the actual Tefillah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what does it mean, below Kisui Panim? Hu Nefilas Apayim Shelanu. That covering of the face is on Nefilas Apayim, that's the way we do it. So you would skip the falling on your face, the leaning on your arm, you would skip that, but you would still say Tachanun. And then the Ramah told us that the courtyard of a Beis HaKnesses that's open to a Beis HaKnesses, you can say Tachanun with Nefilas Apayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkaton Yud Gimel, Hainu de be'eish shehispalol b'chotzer have a Pesach Beis HaKnesses pasuach. This is talking about a case that at the time that you're davening in the courtyard of the shul, the entranceway is open to the shul. V'nucha liros me'oso tzad mekom ha'arum. And you could actually see from where you are in the chotzer through the opening to where the aron is, in which they keep the Sefer Torah. Havei kimispalol lefnei ha'arum. That's considered davening in front of the aron, in which you could say tachanun with nefilas apayim even in the chotzer. Which is not the case if you're davening in the courtyard, but on other sides. Like, for example, the opening of the shul is in the west, right? The aron is in the east. The opening of the shul is in the west. But the azara, the room outside of the shul, is very wide, and it extends also to the south. You're davening on the southern side of the azara. The ain sham sefer Torah, and there's no sefer Torah in the azara that you're davening. Ain certain nefilas apayim. In that case, you're not connected to the shul. You can't see in. You can't see the aron. That's not connected to the aron to the sefer Torah, and therefore you would not say tachanun with nefilas apayim. V'hu adinim hoya pesach beis haknesses. No, so too if the door that connects the chotzer that you're in to the shul is closed and locked. Afiluhu mispalo b'chotzer negdo. Even if you're diving in the courtyard right across from where the entrance is, right across from where the aron is, and theoretically if it would be open, you'd be able to see it, but the door is closed. Ain't certain the nefilas apayim also in that case. So it's mamish that you have to be able to see the aron, otherwise it's not going to be good. Kosvu ha'achron, the achronim right. The imu mispalo b'ezes noshim. If one is diving in the women's section, gam kein certain nefilas apayim, you also do tachanu with nefilas apayim. Kevan sheyuchaliros me'achalonos mokom ha'aron. Since you are able to see from the windows the place of the aron, that's considered a view of the aron, that's okay. And note 18, he points out, v'afim yesham vilon, even if there's some kind of shade over there that's blocking for the ezes noshim, the Das Torah writes, Shenel Shav Kipasua, that's considered open, that's going to be okay. The Poskim also say that if you're on the side or the door is closed, but there's a window in the door, like many doors have, that also would be okay. The same way that in the Ezra's Noshim, you're seeing through a window, so if you're in the Chotzer of the Beis HaKnesses and you're able to see through a window that goes into the Shul, that also would be okay, as long as you can see the Aron, where the Sefer Torah is, you're considered to be in the place of the Aron, and you could say Tachanun with Nefilas Apayim. The Ramah said two things. Not only the Chotzer Beis HaKnesses that's open to the Beis HaKnesses, he said, O Bishah Shatzivur Mispalim, or if you're davening not in Shul, at the same time that Tzivur is davening, as we said, Afilu Yachid Bebeso Omer Tchina B'Nefilas Apayim, that even an individual davening in his house could say Tachna with Nefilas Apayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sefkaton Yudalot Afilu Yachid Bebeso, even an individual in his house, Mashma dafilu hu rachuk mibeis hakneses. It's mashma that even if his house is far away from the shul, gam kein nofel al apov. If he's davening the same time as the tzibur, he could do in the filas apayim. Vinei lufia mavur besimenun hei sivchaf. But according to what we learned earlier in simenun hei sivchaf, ayri hocha she'en sham tinuf mafsik ben beis ol beis hakneses. We have to say we're discussing over your case where there's nothing dirty, nothing smelly that's separating between you and where the shul is, because we learned earlier about answering kaddish, it'll be mitzarif. So if there's stuff in between that smells, or there's avodah zarah in between, things like that, that would be mafsik. So over here, even though we're saying you're in a separate house, but you're davening at the same time, it would have to be that it's near the shul, and you know there's no tinuf that is separating between your house and the shul. But then we said in these cases, you would be able to say tachanun with nefilas apayim. But the Mishabura adds on a very important akud over here, which makes it very unlikely for it to work out in the case where you're in a different house and you're davening at the same time as the shul. Zok the Mishabura sekatan tezvav v'hu sha'atzibur gam kein omrim tachanun b'shah zo. It has to be not only that you're davening the same time as the minyan, you're saying tachanun the same time as the shul. Now that's very hard to know unless you have a shul that's very exacting, very yekish, and they're very exacting on exactly how long each thing takes, and you know exactly when tachlon is going to be. Otherwise, it's not really so practical to know exactly how slow the chazan was going or how fast, you know, how long they waited for a minyan, whatever it is. So that wouldn't be so pashut, because the Mishabura is saying over here, it's not enough that you're davening the same time. It has to be that you're saying tachlon at the same time. Then, even if you're in a different house, as long as there's no tina b'masik between your house and the shul, you could say nefilas apayim, even though you are not with a sefer Torah. That is the end of Ziv Beis.
So by the Kaisal nowadays, where the alcove is open, that's enough for you to say Tachon outside where there's no urn?
Yeah, first of all, there usually is an urn outside also.
So in the, not in the winter?
Not in the winter, probably not at Mincha, probably not at Mincha also. Probably not at Mincha. I would think that's okay. That's a good question. I would say, right, besides the fact that you have the Hetev Yerushalayim, which is a very good point, Yechiel. But even without the Hetev Yerushalayim, the fact that you could see inside, you could see the urn, that would be like this case that you're... Right, in the chutzner, and you see
that,
yeah.
Chutzner,
yeah, that would be the same thing. Right. The Yechiel's right, we don't have to come out to that even. Zokti Shulchan Aruch Sif Gimel. Ein nefilas apayim balayla. There is no nefilas apayim falling on the face at night. Ubelele ashmores nohogan lipal apneim. But in the late hours of the night, meaning early in the morning before it gets light, in the ashmores, the minug is to in fact do nefilas apayim, shukara vayom. Because that's already close to the day. So very, very late at night, which is early in the morning, right before it gets light, even though it's dark, even though we don't normally do nefilas apayim balayla, here you could do it because it's already karov layom. Says the Mishavura in Sifkaton Tez Zayin, ein nefilas apayim at night, ve'atam al pi kabbala. Just like we said about not saying standing up was al pi kabbala, so too over here the Mishavura tells us the reason why you shouldn't do nefilas apayim at night is al pi kabbala, because the Midas Hadin is there, ayim beis Yosef. However, to say the actual tefillah of tachanun without nefilas apayim, there is no concern al pi kabbalah even at night. Sifkaton yud zayin balayla, v'lochein in nimshecha tefillas hamincha ad halayla. Therefore, if the davening of mincha gets extended into the nighttime, ein noflin al panehem. You do not say tachanun with nefilas apayim if the mincha gets delayed and it's already nighttime. However, then he adds in a very important line, Ubein Ashmashos Shalaila Nohagin Lipo. But Bein Ashmashos of the night, the minog is to do Nefilas Apayim. Now, in our shuls, when we're davening at a minyan that's 15 minutes before Shkia, even if you wait a while till the minyan comes, L'maisa, by the time you finish Mincha, it is after Shkia, but it's always during Bein Ashmashos. So, according to the Mishabura, even though we don't do Nefilas Apayim at night, that's not considered night, you would still do Nefilas Apayim, because as he says, Bein Ashmashos Shalaila Nohagin Lipo, that would certainly be considered Bein Ashmashos. If you look at note number 20, he writes, "Ubeinyan haminog biYerushalayim." However, the minog in Yerushalayim says, "Rav Yoshev she'ein noflim al paneim la'achar shkia sachama." Period. There is no nefilas apayim after shkia. So, as opposed to what the Mishabura says, but in Yerushalayim says Rav Yoshev, there's no nefilas apayim after shkia. Ubir hagonos shomazam arbach shechoshu ledas hamukubalim sheyesh sakana laomro mishkia sachama ve'elof v'chamira sakanta. The Shlomo Zalman says the concern is for the mekubalim that say that there's a sakana to say it after shkia, and therefore, right, sakana is very chamer, and therefore the minhag in Yerushalayim is not to say it after shkia at all. Why we're only worried about that sakana in Yerushalayim, not other places? I don't know, but that's what Shlomo Zalman says. The minhag, I think, at least in the shuls that I've been at, is that they're not makbar on this, and that when the minyan of mincha goes past shkia, even though since it is still bein hashmashos, they do in fact do the nefilas apayim, which the Mishabura paskins. But then the Mishabura says something interesting, which seems to be a little bit of a stira. He's quoting a different shita. He's quoting the Magen Avraham, not the Taz. But he writes, "Ubiyomim she'omrim Avinu Malkeinu b'mincha." On days in which we're saying Avinu Malkeinu b'mincha, yuchal ledaleg Avinu Malkeinu kedei lipo mibod yom. You could skip Avinu Malkeinu in order to get the tachnu and the filas apayim mibod yom. So it sounds from this line that we're skipping Avinu Malkeinu in order to get the filas apayim while it's still day. Sounds like the other option was it would have been during Bein HaShemashos. We just said Bein HaShemashos is okay. So does this Shita argue with that and say Bein HaShemashos is not okay? Because he doesn't say, Yuchol Dag Avinu Malkeinu Kedei Lipo during Bein HaShemashos. He says Mibod Yom. So first he was Mashma, quoting the Taz, that wasn't Mashma, it was Mefurish, that Bein HaShemashos Shalayla, you are no Hagan Lipo. But then he says, on days that we're saying Avinu Malkeinu at Mincha, you could skip Avinu Malkeinu to get it even during the day. So you could work them out together and say, you know, Dafka to get it from Bein HaShemashos to Yom, then you know, then you would skip Avinu Malkeinu, but you still could do it during Bein HaShemashos. It's not necessarily a stira, but it's certainly a little bit of a different implication in the second line that was quoted in the Magen Avraham versus the first line that says straight up that Bein HaShemashos you can be noheg to do Nefilas Apayim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter in Sefkot and Yudches, we said the reason why we are lenient when it comes to Leili Ashmores and we are noheg to do Nefilas Apayim, because it is Karov Layom. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Ubal Yerab Behevi Lohokel Mechatzos Ulahalon. The Yerab brings down that we can be lenient from Chatzos Halayla and onwards, Vilchein Mashem Magen Avram. So it's not just the early morning hours when it's still dark, but it's all the way from Chatzos and onward. At that point, there is less of a Midas Hadin around, and therefore that will be a time that you already could be lenient to say, Tachno in the Thilas Apayim. So Kodin Yotes Layom. Vyesh No Hogin. Some of the minhag when they're saying slichos ba'ashmores before it gets light, that they extend the slichos till it becomes day, and then they do nefilas apayim, so they can be during the day. However, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, where it's a long slichos, you wouldn't gain anything by doing that. You shouldn't do this. Why? Because we don't do Nefilas Apayim on Erev Rosh Hashanah. In other words, there's no tachlon on Erev Rosh Hashanah. We only say tachlon by the slichos. So if you're going to bedafka leave the slichos longer to get the tachlon during Erev Rosh Hashanah, when it's light outside, so there'll be no tachlon then. Now, even though we do, it passed in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah that we do say Tachanun, even on Erev Rosh Hashanah with the slichos, if it goes into the day, that's what the Mishnah Berurah says, because usually it's finished before the day. So if one time it goes into the day, so it's okay. But if you're going to plan it officially, that every time you're going to leave it, not like we do this anyway, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, if you're going to leave it every time and delay the slichos in order to say Nefilas Apayim when it's daytime, so you're not gaining, you can't say it at night, and you can't say it at Erev Rosh Hashanah. The whole idea to say it at Erev Rosh Hashanah is if one time it gets extended, it's usually it's earlier, so you can do it now later. But if you're going to plan it and always do it later, that will be a problem of saying the Nefilas Apayim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and that we don't do. And therefore he says, even though it's a nice Eitzah to extend the Slichos in general, to be able to do the Nefilas Apayim when it's actually day, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, one should not do that, because you lose more than you gain. That is the end of Sif Gimel. And Sif Dalad will read the Mechaber, but we'll pick up with the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, Nogu shelo lipo al paneim lo bebeis ha'ovel, velo bebeis ha'chosan, velo bebeis ha'kneses biyomila, velo kishiyesham chosan. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the minhag is not to do nefilas apayim, not to say tachanun, not in the house of an ovel, not in the house of a chosan, not in a beis ha'kneses, the day of a mila, and not when there is a chosan in shul. And we'll pick up with the Ramah and Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, and the Mishnah Berurah tomorrow. We'll get into all the times where we don't say slichos when there's a bris, when the Bali bris are there, when the chasen is there, should he be there, should he not be there? Many interesting halachos, many interesting shailas that we'll discuss in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow when we go back to our regular time at 8 o'clock. Yes, Shikayach.